Well, you know, by the sound of Willie, that it's time to do a little road tripping with Bob and Mark today.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road.
Bob Grove, Mark Wade, always a pleasure to catch back up with my buddies on the road somewhere. You're both home today. Bob, you're home today, right?
I am.
And Mark, you too?
I am. We're supposed to be trying to get out and do some snow shot, but we're uncertain as to where we're headed yet.
Yeah. We're recording this program, I'll remind everybody, on Thursday, and I think you guys are going to get wet down there in your neck of the woods, Bob, with this Pineapple Express, they're calling it, coming all the way from Hawaii with another atmospheric river.
Yeah, we're, it's Thursday afternoon right now, and we're getting rain. In fact, I think I've heard some thunder out there.
Mm.
It's moving through.
Yeah. That just further complicates what we're going to talk about over the next few minutes. And unfortunately, we had a situation as we record here. We had this story this morning on Utah's Morning News about the death of a young man, 19 years old, I think, who slipped or misjudged an edge, or it broke loose underneath him and fell down in Wayne County. Mark, you were mentioning before we jumped in here that his sister got onto Facebook, I think, and posted about his passing and a little information about his funeral. We want to be careful, Mark, that we're not going to assign blame here, but it is a time to remind everybody of the dangers of being out in these areas.
That's exactly right. His sister was very careful to say that one of the reasons for her posts was to remind people just exactly that. Be careful where you go. And there's so many different types of terrain that you can come across that you need to be careful in. And this was an area that Bob and I are very, very familiar with, where he fell. We've been out there many, many times over a long period of years. And it's called the Moonscape Overlook. And there are some steep edges, some brittle rocks, some sandstone. And if you're not careful, you can trip or break some piece of rock and then fall.
Yeah, this sandstone, one of the reasons, Bob, that we love, and a matter of fact, we're going to talk in just a few minutes with Lance Syrett down at Ruby's Inn at Bryce. One of the reasons it's so spectacular is because it changes over time, you know, as the weather comes in and it erodes a little bit, and that's exactly what happens on some of these cliff edges.
Yeah, that's, many of our canyons have that sandstone layer in it. This particular area in the Caneville Desert is Manco Shell, which is a harder rock, but it fractures. And what happens is water seeps into the cracks, freezes, expands, and a lot of that rock starts fracturing. And so you got to be cognizant of that when you're hiking along these areas, along the exposed areas with the sharp edges. But yeah, we have a lot of different layers of rock, sandstone probably being the more prevalent, but a lot of limestone as well. And what I always try to tell my groups is I'm not impressed with anyone who says they don't have a fear of height, because what we need to have is a respect for the edge, because you never really know what's underneath your feet unless you're very familiar with it. You need to know what's there.
Well, that's true with, you know, ice this time of year. It's true. We talk with the Avalanche Center. Craig Gordon joins us from time to time, and he'll talk about cornices where the wind has blown the snow, and so it looks like you've got, you know, a good base, and there's nothing underneath it. There are a lot of times of the year when you need to be careful. I'm going to guess, Mark, that we probably had more than our share of this, or an increase in those numbers, just since people started carrying cell phones everywhere they go, and everybody wants the perfect selfie.
They do, and Bob and I have both paid attention to some of the social media people out there who are traveling the world and trying to get that very special shot, and they're getting out as close to the edge as they can get, and there have been some incidents with those things as well. I was just thinking about, you mentioned the snow and the cornices. You've got a lot of people out cross-country skiing and snowshoeing this time of year. They've got to be careful, don't they? They could be on the edge of a stream, on the edge of a lake, and not that's covered up with snow. There's all kinds of, you know, occasions where they have to be very careful in the backcountry.
Yeah, and if you're stepping on a log that you think is stable in the water in a river any time during the year and it gives way, it's going to be problematic. You were sharing briefly, Mark, a story of somebody who was hiking in Subway and got themselves in trouble.
I was with a group, a small group coming through the subway in Zion National Park a few years ago. And we were the last group out. It was starting to get dusk. We knew we were the last group going through the subway, and you're only allowed about 50 people a day to go through there. And as we were about a mile or two past the subway, and there's a long hike to get out, we could hear someone calling, "Help, help." Mm. And we got about a half mile down, and there up on the ridge line was a gentleman who was down on the ground, and he was calling for help. We climbed up a very steep ridge and got up to him. He had stepped on a large boulder that had rolled over and sliced his calf muscle from his knee to his ankle.
Yikes.
And just laid it open, and we had to put it all back together, and luckily he had walking sticks. We wrapped him up, taped him up, and he was from Germany. His name was Jürgen. I can remember his name. Didn't get a last name, but he walked all the way out in that condition. I was quite surprised because we still had about 2 hours to go and an 800-foot climb at the end.
Tough guy. Grand Canyon, Bob, is probably one of the areas where we have some of the most trouble because you have people coming from all over the world that just don't understand the dangers.
Yeah, you know, the Grand Canyon is ranked as the most dangerous park of the national park system, about on the average of 11 deaths a year there. But surprisingly, the number one cause of death in the Grand Canyon is not falling from the ledge. It's from aircraft accidents over the years.
Really?
But about of all of them, you know, falling off the ledge or within the canyon off a trail and that. But often, this is the point that I really want to make that's really important, is that many of these falls are so preventable, you know, that a lot of it is just being careless. It's not watching your step. It's, you know, the old adage, take another step back to get a better shot. Don't do that. But a lot of these falls are very preventable, so just be careful out there.
Yeah. Well, we're out of time here, but it comes down to, and we talk about this in many aspects of being outdoors, respecting the dangers out there.
And take a sat phone. Take a sat tracker or something to get your butt out of there.
Yeah. Matter of fact, at the end of the program today, we'll explain how you can get a sat phone if you've got adventures.
I know somebody.
I know a guy.
Wow. And by the way, guys, we're getting a little street flooding here.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Exciting.
Yeah. As long as you're upstream, it's exciting. All right. Mark, tell them where to find you with that new Photog blog.
UtahPhotogs.com, and join us there, and we've got all kinds of great information.
All right, we've got to take a break. News next, and on the other side, we'll head down to Bryce and talk to Lance Syrett. They've got their winter festival coming up not too far away.